Calling all parents, 833-JOE-ALEX. Time to get your act together. You're dressing like a bum. The principal at One Houston High School says your time is over. Listen to this right here, and then I want to know if you agree with this principal releasing a dress code for parents and guests, or if you think, excuse me? You can tell my daughter or my son how to dress, but you're not going to tell me.
The principal here at James Madison High School addressed a letter to all parents and guests who plan on coming onto school premises or entering any of the buildings, saying that they too should adhere to similar dress code rules as the kids, or be asked to leave. The letter was signed by Principal Carlota Outley Brown and outlined specific clothing items banned from school grounds. That includes satin caps, bonnets, and any tops, bottoms, or dresses that are uber revealing or torn excessively or anything that shows too much skin. Parents or guests wearing pajamas, hair rollers, sagging pants, or house shoes will also not be allowed inside the buildings. Now, Principal Brown says the reason for setting these rules is so parents can lead by example and show kids what's appropriate and what's not in an educational setting. We spoke to some parents, and well, their reactions are split.
I think out of respect for other people's children, that it should be enforced. Parents come dressed as well as the children.
No, I don't think that she should, you know, enforce a dress code, you know what I mean? Because we're not kids.
Alex, do you think the last parent in there was wearing a Cookie Monster outfit, yes or no?
Yes.
She wasn't, but that's what I suspect. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, especially if you're a parent of a kid that goes to school that we're talking about in Houston, we're on the new 92.1 radio now, or just in general, do you think it's okay this principal's saying, yeah, this applies to you too? Because I do. I understand, like, we don't have to wear, like, suits and ties to go pick the kids up or go to the school, but isn't there something to be said, like, you are setting an example? Like, if you're dressing like a hooch, won't your daughter kind of dress like one? Or if you're dressing like a slob as a father, won't your son maybe, like, I'm a slob? Am I overthinking
that?
Yeah,
to a certain extent, a little bit.
I mean, I'm a bum. Don't get me wrong. I have no fashion, and I have, like, one pair of jeans and, like, three shirts. Ask Alex and Liv, the fashion experts on the show. They'll point it out to you.
I mean, I think that it's fair that the school ask this, but people are really upset about it.
And that's what I was surprised about. Are you upset about this or are you okay? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What's up, Pork Chop?
I'm down with the uniform.
Yeah, you like keep bringing code up uniform. Did you wear a uniform, Pork Chop, when you went to school?
Yeah, I went to private school for like 12 years, like elementary, middle, and high school.
What kind of lunchbox did you have in elementary school?
I had like the typical like lunchbox.
I had Dr. Seuss. You didn't have like a theme?
I had
a
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
I had a tin Hello Kitty for a period of time, and I also had a plasticky Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah, no, I had nothing special.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Courtney.
Courtney, what's up? What do you think about the dress code?
So, I actually live near the school that's doing this. Mm-hmm. While I think it's a little bit, like, over the top, I kind of agree with it. I mean, I'm not going to show up to pick my six-year-old kid up at school wearing hoochie clothes with my, like, butt hanging out and
yeah, that's just for around home, like, you know,
all kinds of skin. I just feel like it's disrespectful to the children, to the teachers, to the other parents to be walking around looking revealing. I mean, coming in your pajamas, I mean, if I drop my kid off in my pajamas, isn't that my problem, but
I don't think that's even a problem if you're just dropping them off in the car. I don't think that is even what they're necessarily talking about. It's like oh, you don't have proper driving attire. I think it's like if you're coming on in with your son or your daughter, that student, or you're visiting them, it's like, okay, maybe we can put some clothes on.
I mean, I agree, though, because, I mean, I live in Houston. I see a lot of the people who I would assume that this rule is pertaining to, and I don't understand why they would go out of the house looking like that anyway.
What deserves a call? People, what deserves a call to the fashion police more? Someone wearing a Tweety Bird nightgown or their butts hanging out?
Definitely their butts hanging out.
I was going to go with the Tweety nightgown.
Tweety.
Like, oh, you know, as a woman, we should be able to dress how we want. And, like, everything doesn't need to be sexualized. But at the same time, you're going to be around children.
If your boobs or butt are hanging out, then it's kind of sexualized. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I get it, but I'm saying I agree that in like normal circumstances, if you want to go out dressed like that, fine. But if you're going to go to a place where there are small children, that's inappropriate.
Hey, thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to us on the new 92.1 radio now in Houston. I got you on your mic on, bro. You were talking.
I was going to say, if that's the case, I'll never be allowed at the school.
Why? Because you wear a lot of Tweety Bird nightgowns?
No, you guys always say I have plumber's butt.
You do. I've never met a guy.
Yes.
I don't know if it's because you're bi or what. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I've never seen a guy with his whole butt area like you're in prison sagging your pants. I've never seen so much butt crack exposed. Like you have such a long strip of butt crack exposed. It's really creepy. No, seriously, like I had an uncle.
Can you not afford a belt? Is that one of the things that you can't afford?
Take mine right now.
I'm wearing a belt.
I don't think he is.
It's not up high enough.
Wow.
Or your jeans are too big for you. You're wearing the wrong size.
Yeah, you're top heavy and light on the bottom.
Maybe I am.
Maybe your underwear's too small. They don't go up high enough.
You know what they say about small underwear, though.
What?
This makes things look bigger. Hey, Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
We're just trying to figure out if people agree with this principal saying, yeah, parents, why don't you set a good example for your son or your... Sorry, Porkchop is pulling his pants up, and this is very awkward. I feel sexually harassed. Oh, my God. What's up, Rachel?
Okay, so I totally agree with setting a good example for your kids, and if the principal is asking you to dress appropriately for an event, I totally agree with it, but I think it is hysterical that she's calling out people that are wearing hair rollers and house shoes. Like, do people really do that is the real question.
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. And it's like, I feel like the people that do that are not going to call in right now. And
they do.
Yeah, I just did a do everywhere. Thank you, Rachel, you little comedian, you.
And where Joe's from, they definitely do that.
What does that even mean, Pork Chop?
You always talk about you're from Howell, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I'm from the white trash capital of America.
Here's what we do. We make a Joe and Alex show, I'm dropping my kids off at school shirt that people can wear.
I love that.
Yeah. So then you always
it's
have
like a hall
a
pass?
Thing, yeah. Well, you always have a thing that you can wear, you know, as your uniform for dropping the kids off that'll be within the dress code. And maybe we'll include a picture of Cookie Monster on there or something.
See, it's for Cookie. It's
so then
good
you still
enough
feel,
for me.
You'll still feel like yourself, but you'll be within the dress code.
There you go. You look good and you're following the rules.